My name's Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The object of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of Britain. The date is the 23rd of July 2009 and the time is now 11:16 p.m. Could you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Jane Spooner. I'm 52 years old and I'm from Sheffield.
Did you come down from Sheffield today?
I did, yes, this morning.
And when are you going back?
We're actually not going back for another couple of weeks. We're on holiday from Saturday, so this is timed quite well.
Did you come down with anybody else?
With my husband and my teenage daughter, yes.
What's been their reaction to you taking part?
I think my husband's quite pleased about it, even though he hides it. My daughter is mortally embarrassed like any other teenager would be when mum's doing something out of the ordinary.
Do you often do things which are out of the ordinary?
Not really. I'm normally quite normal, but I decided just to do something mad. It's about time.
Why did you decide to take part in this particular project?
I heard of, I think actually the first time I heard about it was on the Archers when they were talking about applying for it, and I just looked it up on the web. But I've been tempted to do something slightly out of the ordinary. My cousin is a bit of a media tart. She's been on Mastermind and on University Challenge, and she's posed naked for Spencer Tunick in Newcastle. And one of my friends is a priest, and she appeared on television last Christmas dressed as a Christingle orange. So, you know, I thought it was my turn.
Were you familiar with Anthony Gormley's work before?
Yes, I was. The Angel of the North, of course, and I love Figures on the Beach. I think they're fabulous.
What is it you like about them?
I just think I love art that you can walk up to, that you can touch, that is just there. I think art should be something that you can touch, something that really is concrete and not something. I mean, my husband's an artist, so he'd kill me for this because he paints pictures. I like looking at pictures, but I do prefer feeling art and just having something in 3D really.
Yes. How do you think that relates to this particular project, one another?
I think this is wonderful. I love the portrayal of people of Britain. I think it just brings everything home. I really do. It's very meaningful. It's not just something old and fusty sitting on a wall. It really happens.
Can you describe for me what you're wearing, please?
I'm wearing a T-shirt that was actually my husband's idea. Knowing that Anthony Gormley uses his own body for some of his sculptures, my husband came up with the idea of taking a photograph of me in the pose of the Angel of the North, and so that's what it is. It's a silhouette of me as the Angel of the North, and on the bottom it says Angel of North Sheffield.
What does it say on the back?
On the back it says it is art, it's not just plonkers on a plinth. That's a kind of kick back at my teenage daughter, who said it's not art, it's just a load of plonkers on a plinth.
How did you feel when you found out that you had a place on the plinth?
I was absolutely thrilled, totally gobsmacked. I really didn't expect to get a place. I was really, really pleased and very excited, and then, oh God, what am I going to do once I get up there? I didn't want to just stand there for an hour like a plonker. I wanted to do something that actually meant something. Hearing that Anthony Gormley wanted people to be themselves, just, you know, kind of give a picture of the people, I decided to portray myself and the area I come from in different T-shirts. So this is what I'm planning to do.
Can you give us an example of what you're going to be wearing?
I'm going to be wearing, one of them has a picture of the Grenaside sword dancers, who are a very traditional Yorkshire set of dancers from the village where I live. just as a portrayal of, you know, this is village life in Yorkshire. Also, I've been sent two shirts by Jo Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, who's from Sheffield, of course. When he found out I was doing it, he sent me a couple of T-shirts to wear. One from the Children's Hospital in Sheffield. Also, some of my husband's photographs, because he's a photographer. A little bit of an advert for his business, of course. Photographs of my family. And all sorts of various things like that.
How did people hear you were doing it?
I sent emails to everybody to let them know. The ones I've forgotten about, Mum's emailed them. My parents are Silver Surfers and they'll be sitting there watching on the internet tonight. Yes, and all the people at work are quite excited about it as well. They're all going to be sitting at home watching.
What do you do for a living?
I work at the University of Sheffield. It's a really boring job, really. I look at approval and the quality of the programmes that we deliver to students. And we're all going through a bit of a tough time at the moment. Universities are losing all their funding, and you know, in this credit crunch time, it's things like funding is going down very much. And I really would like to dedicate this hour actually to my friends. We're all going through a review at the moment, and all my friends at university who are going through slightly tough times.
What impact is it having on you?
We've been under a bit of a strain because this review has been ongoing for quite a lot of months, since Christmas in fact. So it has been a bit of a tough time. But we still don't know whether we'll have jobs at the end of it or not. But it's all pulled together at the moment. So this is, as I said, if I dedicate it to them, because we are going through a tough time, and hopefully we'll come out at the end of it okay.
Just going back to what you said, you mentioned some sword dancers in the village you come from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
The sword dancers are actually coming up to their 100th year of being recognised. I don't know whether you know about Cecil Sharp, who collected lyrics of and tunes of folk music. And 100 years ago next year, he came to Grenaside and catalogued the Grenaside sword dance that they do. They dance on different occasions, but usually on Boxing Day outside one of our local pubs. They do a sword dance. It's really strange actually. It's very, very villagey where I live. It's at 11 o'clock on Boxing Day. All the traffic stopped and the people of the village all stand round, and the sword dancers come down in their clogs and do a dance. And occasionally they have other teams of folk dancers as well that come down and dance. It's a lovely tradition. And even though it's only just on the outskirts of Sheffield, it's a very villagey village. And they have lots and lots of different traditions and groups and things there.
How long have you lived there?
Oh, we've lived there for 12 years now. Yes. But we're still comers. We're counted as comers. You have to live there at least 40 years before you belong in Grenaside. But we've managed to integrate quite well. I'm church secretary and my husband runs the local art group. So it's lovely living there.
What does that involve, being church secretary?
It's just taking minutes of the meetings. All churches are run by what they call a PCC, a parochial church council, who make all the decisions about what happens in church. So I'm the secretary to that. Also have a lot to do with the communications, having posters and things up like that. And of course I've got a church logo on one of the T-shirts, yes.
Would you say a sense of community is very important to you?
It is, yes, yeah. I love being in a place where there is a community. I lived in London for 11 years and kind of missed the community. I'd come from a village in Sheffield, outside Sheffield anyway. And then when I moved down to London, I kind of missed the community. It was very, very towny. You know, you didn't know the neighbours. And moving back up to Sheffield, and especially in Grenerside, it's really good. We really enjoy joining in with everything.
How would you paint a picture of yourself? How would you describe yourself?
I'm quite normal, really. This is the first time I've done anything totally mad. I think, you know, having been given my time again, I would probably do something like be an actress or a writer or a vicar. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a vicar because I thought they only worked on Sundays. But of course, there weren't women vicars then. But yes, I've led quite a normal life, apart from having a few years as being a rock chick when I was much younger and thinner. We went to quite a lot of Queen concerts. In fact, we toured Europe with Queen on their last tour, which was absolutely great. One of my friends used to work for them, and we went to Vienna, Budapest, Nice. Sorry, Fréjus. They were supposed to be playing in Nice, and it wasn't. It was Fréjus. And my friends went to Holland to see them as well. We went to Cologne, and it was absolutely great. In Budapest, we actually stayed in the same hotel as the band, which was quite fun. And of course, then it was still a very much communist country, so you know, there was a lot of security around. But yes, we had a great time. But yes, my friend actually worked as well for a German band called Scorpions. And through them, we got a lot of backstage passes for Bon Jovi and for Def Leppard as well. So it was great. While I was living in London, you know, it was a fun time. Yes.
How did it feel when Def Leppard got in touch, when the guy from Def Leppard got in touch with you?
Oh, I was thrilled to bits. My friend has a knack of being in the right place at the right time. And meeting all sorts of people, and through she met Joe Elliott's best friend, I think while she was out walking in Sheffield or something like that, and through him got to meet Joe Elliott, and she must have got in touch with Joe. I mean, I've met him a couple of times as well, but she must have got in touch with him, because I was just at work the other day, my husband phoned up and he said, there's a FedEx parcel arrived from you, from Joe Elliott, and there were a couple of t-shirts and a baseball cap inside. But my daughter says I look dreadful in baseball caps, so she's appropriated it. But she went to bed in it the other night.
What impact do you think you standing on the plinth will have?
I really don't know. I wanted to do something memorable. It says on my page, I wanted to do something memorable, even if it's only me who remembers it. I think the impact of the whole project has been absolutely incredible. It's been mentioned on radio, on television, on all sorts of different things. My daughter's bought a private eye, and you know, there are even jokes about it in there, and I just think the whole thing is amazing. And I'm just so glad to be part of it.
Do you have any reservations or concerns about it?
Not really, no. I hope it doesn't rain, but I don't mind if it does. No, I'm just really, really looking forward to it.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Don't think so. I think that covers about everything, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.